Ein Dalet Amid Aleph, the last three lines of the Amid. Chizki Omar, Haboirer Tumusim Mitoich Pseile Shelahem Chayev. Tumusim are a type of a bean, type of a legume, that it one has to cook it many times, seven times, in order for it to become edible. It is a very bitter bean. If a person is taking out the turmusim from the psoilets, so here we have a case of a person is boirer oichel mitoich psoilets, and he's chayiv. Frag the Gemara, leima kesava chiskiya oichel mitoich psoilets also. That means from the Gemara before, we had learned that Oichel mitoich psoilus is muta. So the Gemara answers, Shani turmusim de sholki lei shiva zimne, vi ilai shokli lei misrach och psoilus mitoich oichel domi. Now, there are three pshatim in the Gemara's teretz and three gersois, but let us see first Rashi and Amad Aleph. Rashi says, Haboirer turmusim la'achar shesholkan, after they were cooked, he boirer oichel mitoich haklipe. The first pshat of Rashi is that he's boirer the oichel from the klipe. Then he's chayev. So the Gemara says, the sholki lei shiva zimnin lemaska. It is cooked seven times in order to make it sweet. It shouldn't be so bitter. If the oichel will not be taken out from the psoilus, mitoich shehu rach v'nimoik, so this is our girsa, if it will not be taken out, it was cooked already seven times, so we can imagine how soft it is. Since it is very soft, misrach, if it will not be taken out now, misrach will get spoiled. Now, before we will see Rashi, which is a little unclear, let us first tell over two of the three pshatim that Rashi says. Let us first see the Ram. The Ram says the first pshat of Rashi, but it's a little clearer than the way Rashi brings it down. The Ram is on Daf Lamed Beis Omed Aleph B'Dafei Horif. It is the first Dibra Maschel when the lines get wide. Omar Cheskiye HaBoirer Tumusim Vilay shokli lei masriach. Klaima. Dimitaych shuhu sholek harbe. It was cooked very many times. Im ein misalkin oisai miyad mitaych psoile shaloi. If it will not be taken out immediately from the psoiles, la alta u masriach. It's gonna get spoiled. Vahapsoiles ain't a masriach, and the psoilus won't get spoiled. Hilkach ke psoilus mitoich oichel domi. So it has a halacha of psoilus mitoich oichel. Now, what is the oichel? What is the, he has a halacha ke psoilus mitoich oichel domi. Now we have to understand this Ram. If it won't be taken out right away, so lemaise, it is going to be spoiled. Fine. So he took it out right away. It didn't get spoiled. So what does that mean, psoiles mitoich oichel domi? It has a din of psoiles mitoich oichel. Lemaise, he took it out, it didn't get spoiled. So memele, so it was oichel mitoich psoiles. It would seem that since this is a potential psoilus, So the hafroshe, what is the gather of Malachas Boirer? The gather of Malachas Boirer is, I'm misaken the oichel al yedei hafroshes hapsoilus. That means, let us speak about a normal boirer. A normal boirer is, you have oichel, and it is, there's ma'urav psoilus in the oichel. Now, I can't eat the oichel because of the eruv hapsoilus. So, by taking out the psoilus, I'm misaken the oichel. So the hafroshes, the dividing, the separating the psoilus from the oichel, that is misaken the oichel. That is making the oichel edible. It's making the oichel edible. Over here, by leaving the tumasim in the psoilus, so the psoilus is going to become, by leaving the tumasim in the psoilus, so the tumasim will become, it's misrach miyad, the Ran says. It's going to spoil right away. So the separating the tumasim from the klipe, so this separation is lemaise making that the oichel should not become psoilus. So this separation is misaken the oichel from becoming psoilus. So therefore this has a din of Malachas Boirer. Let us try to elaborate a little more. The heter, there's a heter of oichel mitoich psoilus. There's an issa of psoilus mitoich oichel. Psoilus mitoich oichel is boire. Oichel mitoich psoilus is mutter. If it's la'alta, this is mutter. We hear Taisvis and Afayim Daladamet Aleph that said Amoyre Dike Chiddish. Taisvis says that if you have miyut oichel v'roiv psoilus, so then the halacha is, if you'll take oichel mitoich psoilus, you'll also be chayiv. Because it's derech breire bekach. That's how you boire. A person who's interested in being boire will take out the oichel from the psoilus. Why should he bother to take out all the psoilus? He'll take out the oichel from the psoilus. So Mamel Lataisva says, you're chayiv in such a case. From Taisvis, Dachsachme, we see a gewaldike chiddush. Naniach, that this is called derech breire. One is breire this way, but isn't it derech achile? One eats also this way. So from Taisvis, we see that derech achile is only a matir if it is not derech breire. There's no such matir of derech achile. If this is not the derech breire, so then I can say, so this is derech achil. But if this oifen is an oifen of breire also, so then even though this is derech achil, there's no heter in your chayev als breire. The lechere we see this chiddush from Taisvis. So now let us go to the way the Ran explains the Gemara. You have here two mosim, which find themselves in a klipe. They were already cooked 7 times. If they will not be taken out immediately, they will spoil. That means for them to remain in the klipe, it's poison for them. They're going to spoil, they become misrach. So it comes out that the separating the tumasim from the klipe, that is misaken the tumasim. Because without separating it, they're going to become spoiled. So this is considered a maise tikkun, a maise, this is considered a maise, it's called by separating the tumosim from the psoilus, I'm being misaken the tumosim, because if they remain there, they're going to become spoiled. So memela, this falls into the category of beira. This is a din of psoilus mitoich oichel. That means this has a shame boira. I'm being misaken the oichel through that I'm separating the tumasim from the klipa. Now, what is the psoilus? The psoilus is the potential that it will become a psoilus. The oichel is the tumasim which bashar usham is an oichel. But the separation is making that it should not become a psoilus. So that's called, I'm separating two articles, and that is a tikkun of the oichel. So this is a locha of psoilus mitoich oichel. There's a locha of psoilus mitoich oichel. Now, the Lashon Aran doesn't seem like that. The Lashon Aran seems to say, let us not see the Lashon Aran. The mitoich shushol kalbei im ein misal keno isai miyad mitoich psoilus shaloi la'al tohu masliach. This will become masriach. Va'psoilus einei masriach. Hilkech ke psoilus mitoich oichol domi. So the Ran would seem to say, goran andre olomdes. The Ran seems to say that looking at these two articles, looking at the tumosim, the tumosim is a potential masriach. The klipe, it's a klipe, but it's not masriach. So the Ran seems to say goran andere volt. So it's psoilus mitoich oichel, because looking at it now, the klipe, good, it's a klipe, but seems it's edible, and it's not ene masriach. That's how the Ran seems to say. So memele, even though, if I take it out right away, it didn't become masriach, but how does one shuts up, what has a shame oichel, what has a shame psoilus? So that means this, if it remained here for another 2 minutes, is going to be masriach. And the klipe will never be masriach. So, weighing the two together, the klipe is a shame oichel, and the tumosim have a shame psoilus. Because they have a short lifespan. If they remain there for 2 minutes, they can get spoiled. So, and the klipe has a longer lifespan, will never get spoiled. So that's why even though in Yesod, the Tumosim are in reality the Oichel, and the Klipe is the Klipe, so it's Oichel Mitoich Psoilus, but since the Tumosim have this very short lifespan, and the Klipe does not have this very short lifespan, so the Klipe is a Din Oichel, and the Tumosim have a Din Psoilus. So hilkach ki psoilus mitoich oichel domi. Now let us see Rashi. The first pshat of Rashi. Ve'iloi shokle leili oichel mitoich ha-psoilus. If you will not take out the oichel from the psoilus, mitoich shehu rach ve'nimuk, al yedei shenishla karbe, since it's very soft, misra. Vehilka, oichel nami. This oichel, calls man she me'urev boy, calls man it is me'urev with the klipper, havikim psoilus. So it is like psoilus. So this lechere could be like the rat. Umiyu oichel hu, but this is an oichel. Here the Loshen Shvel, umiyu oichel hu, umachmerinin olei, lemehevi Yahudi shokil kipsoilis mitoich oichel. We are machmer, that the one that he is taking is a din of psoilis mitoich oichel. If Rashi means to say miu afal gav the oichel hu machmirin alayla mevil de shokel kipsoilus mitoich oichel. That's how we could understand the Rashi. That means miu afal gav the oichel hu. Even though it is an oichel machmirin alay, the lashon is not mashma like that. These four words are a little difficult to understand. But Lecheref Rashi means like the Ran, so it could be that that's what Rashi is saying.
But Rashi is saying that that it has a din psyrus legabi the klipa, because the klipa won't be mislach and this will be mislach. Now, the lashon of Rashi is bechlau difficult to understand, because here Rashi says umachmirin olei lemehevi kipsoilus. Now this lashon by seisitz adarabonon machmirin olei lemehevi kipsoilus. In Chizki it says habayre tomosim mitoich pseilus chayev is chayev achatos. Another problem. Baal kaponim dachsach mir. This is what Rashi means to say. Like the Ran. Now, before we see the second Pshat in Rashi, let me tell you what the Ritva says. It's more clear than what Rashi says. The Ritva says as follows, and this will be the second Pshat in Rashi. Yeish men ha-tumosim gasim u-mishubochim. Now, in the tumosim, there are two types. There are big ones, the good ones, utzrichin bishul zayin zimni, and these big tomosim, you have to cook them, they're gigantic, so you have to cook them 7 times in order for them to become edible, and afterwards it's a machol taki. V'yesh mehem gruim, and then there are tomosim which are inferior tomosim. V'day lehem v'shlika gimel pomim. They're not too big, they're not too good. You cook them 3 times, that's the best you'll get out of it. So the Ritva says something very interesting. Now, in the pad, where there are tomosim, there are big tomosim, and there are tomosim mishubochim and tomosim gruim. Now, if you're going to leave them together, Masrichen eilu veilu. Each one is not good for the other. That means the geruim are done already, they're completely cooked. The mishubachim are raw, but it seems a pair, the zicha not a pair to remain together. Lefichach, boire lemoisam. So you have to separate them. So taibdachnish. You have to take out the good ones from the bad ones. So the Ritva says something very interesting. V'chol ha-minim choshev psoilus. Each min is called psoilus. Why? Ha-mishubachim are called psoilus b'mnei shalei nizbashlu. That means these, that was cooked 3 times, were up to time number 3, and you have now in the pad, you have mishubachim, which need another 4 cookings, and you have a gluim, which are cooked. So each one is called psoilus, l'gabi the other one. Hamishubachim mitnei shalein is bashlo, they're not cooked. Vahad yeruim mitnei greyusa. Lemaise, so each one is called psalus l'gabe the other one. Lefikach ain't takona libreir oisam b'shabes. This is how the Ritva learns pshat. V'zeru al derech perish Rashi, and this will be the second pshat in Rashi. Now let us see the second pshat. Rashi says it a little differently. V'li nire. Rashi says, so according to the first pshat, ha-boirer tumosim mitoich psoile shalahem. So what is the mitoich psoile? So Rashi says, mitoich ha-klipe. The psoile is the klipe, the shalachs. Ve-li nire, ha-boirer tumosim mitoich psoile shalahem, mi-she-shol kam pam-achas. When you cook them once, Memalkin umarin oison amayim, you go and spill out the water. Uboira amatuloi shalahem, and you go and take out the inferior ones, the ones that are eaten up with insects. Kamaisha oisim lepoilim, the same thing you do by beans. Bechein bechol pam upam. Vize boira ha oicher umeniach apseil. So this person is taking out the good ones. The gesunte tumosim, umeniach apsailus. The iloi sholkilei, misrach garsinen. If you won't cook it, not viloi sholkilei, viloi sholkilei, misrach. This has to be cooked another 4 times. Hilkach. Mishe sholkum pamayim visholish. Choshev lei psailus. This is called psailus. If you leave it the way it is, the loyhado shaliklu, you won't cook it again, misrachi. Ukshuhu naitlam mitoich shah minim gruyim amurovim behem, ki psoilus mitoich eichel dami. So there's a din psoilus mitoich eichel, bahanu shah minim loy misrachu. These will not be misrach. The gomolohu, Bishulayu pam rishayna ushniya. So here, this is not exactly the way the Ritva says. He says the Gemara is speaking about one wants to take out the meshubach from the gruim. The gruim are cooked already, so the gruim won't become misrach. The misrach is if they remain in this matzev without getting cooked again. So the girs is not v'ilay shokli lei, v'ilay sholki lei. If they will remain uncooked, they're going to become misra. So even though in Yisod, these are the Eichel, and the Gruim are the Psoilus, so in Yisod, the Memra of Chizki is Abayrel Tumosim Mitoich Psoilus. The Psoilus is the Tumosim Gruim, and the Tumosim is called the Eichel. But since the Eichel wasn't completely cooked, since the Eichel wasn't completely cooked, and the Psoilus is completely cooked, these are Roi Lachila, these won't be Misrach, so here's a din of Psoilus Mitoich Eichel. Here's a din of Psoilus Mitoich Eichel, and you are Chayiv. Now, here again we could be Ma'ira. L'chayre, the lumbus of psoilus mitoich oichel, you're always misakin the oichel. Now, what are you misakin over here? So the Ritva explained it very well. The Ritva says if they both remain together, both of them are going to get spoiled. So according to the Ritva, by taking out the uncooked ones, you're theoretically being misakin the gruim. So Mamela, so that's called your Misakin the Gruim. Rashi does not say this. Rashi doesn't say that it will be Mekalkul the Gruim. The Ritva says both will become Mekalkul. Rashi just says if you won't take them out and you leave them here, they're going to get spoiled. So Mamela, so it's, because they weren't completely cooked. So here it has a din of Psoilus Mitoich Eichel. But what is the Eichel that you are being misaken? Unless Rashi means that al kaponim you don't have the heter of Derech Achila. You don't have the heter of Derech Achila over here because the one you're taking out you're not going to be able to eat. You have to cook it another four times. But l'chayre, I do not know if Rashi means over here that you are misakin yena oichel, because Rashi b'chlal did not mention, the Ritva says if the both remain together, both will get spoiled. V'ilu minichem oisem rovim yoisem, masrichem eilu ve'eilu. Rashi doesn't mention it. So we have to understand, so what are you being misakin over here? L'chayre, you're just saving the big ones that you have to take it out. They have to be cooked again. Now it's called Psoilus, and yen is called Eichel. Let us see further. And further we'll really have problems. The Rabbeinu Halevi goras. The Rabbeinu Halevi says as follows, V'ish gilu lei misrach. Now, he takes away the loy. We had two girses devil, the Eloi Shokli Lei, the Eloi Shoki Lei. And he has a third girse, the Ishkili Lei. If you take it out, Misrach, Shenoitloi Nimuach Bein Etzbo'oisov Nimas. When you take out the Tumosim, they get all meshed. Hilkach. Hahu de shokel have a kipsoilus. The one he takes out is psoilus. Va'nisher hava oichel ad shechayzer v'noitloi. Till he goes and he'll take them out. So it's very interesting, this Rashi. This is a shrekelecha Rashi, the third pshat. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says when they're all very, very soft, and by lifting it up, he squashes it. So memele, so I'm like this, when I don't touch it, everything is oichel. When I lift it up, so because lifting it makes it psoilus. So that's called, I took out psoilus mitoich oichel. Now here is zichesh ver de kashe, that what are you being mesakim over here? Again, the malacha of boirer is, the malacha, that's how the biralochish tells the vector malacha of boirer, that the boirer is, the afrosh is mesakim the oichel, forkel, by taking it out and squashing it, I'm not, when all were there together in the fire, they all were oichlem. I take it out and I squash it, so I make it kalye. So the musik of psoilis mitoich oichel, that we can hear, that means if you'll weigh now, which is more choshev, the mashed bean in your hand, or the ganze beans in the pot, this is considered psoilus lagabi the oichel. But you're misakin anything over here? This is very schwer. God, I asked Rav Agoyin Ramechel Zilber yesterday, I asked him shot in this Rashi. He said, remember when he learned the Rashi, it was very schwer. He said he found someone speaks about it, but he didn't remember offhand. Al Kaponim, the last Mahalach in Rashi is a very shver Rashi. All the Pshatim are very shver. As the Egle Tal says, all these Pshatim are Mar Ketumis. Like, it's they're not Kishvak. They're very difficult Pshatim. Al Kaponim, these are the Pshatim, the three Pshatim that Rashi says, and there's three Gil Sois, Eloi Shokli, Eloi Sholki, E Shokli Lai. Zog de Gemara weiter. Va hatoichen. Omar Rav Pope. So we hear the Melechus Toichen of grinding. Omar Rav Pope. Hai man de porim silke. A person goes and cuts beets into small parts. Chayev mishem toichen. Is chayev alts toichen. Let us see Rashi. The porim silke. Others were geiris paris. With a summer. So Rashi says, Bemem garsina, veloi be summer. Ke de pirish ba'er ba'oroite, mai kipe, what is kipe? Filme belaz. Mechat choy odek. That means the small pieces of chopped up meat that rest in the bottom of the pot, that's kipe. The film is the minced pieces of meat. So memele, if you cut it up in small pieces, you're chayev, Mishum Teichen. Let us see what Teisa says. Haiman the Torim Silke, Davke Besilke, Shayech Trine, Avol Shar Oichlin Shorim. Now, before we try to explain this Teisa, under the Meseiris Hashas, Teichen Suha Teisa, Kuf Yudalad Amad Beis, and it would seem, this Kasha was bothering Teisa. The Gemara says in Kuf Yudalad Amud Beis, the Gemara learns out that Kneves Yerik is Mutter in Yom Kippur. Kneves Yerik is also cutting up Yerokis in small pieces. So Taisvis asks, V'leidomi lahoda ama beperik lal godol Haiman de Porim Silke Chayev Mishum Teichem. Here the Gemara says Alimo, the one is permitted to cut up Yerokis in small pieces, Yom Kippur. So Taisa says Yechayev Alts Teichem. So Taisa says, the Hosam Mayrik Sha'isa Chaticha is Daka is Miyoi. Talking about makes very small pieces. The Hosam Mayrik Sha'isa Chaticha is Gdeilz. When he cuts up, this is very vague, when is it called big, when is it called small. But I'll call upon him, Taisva says these are the guidelines al kaponim. If it's cut up in very small pieces, that's a tild of teichen. It's cut up in big pieces, it's garnish. So that's what the Gemara here is speaking about. It would seem Taisvis and the Chayin Dalad Amud Beis had the same problem. What do you do with Kneves Yerek? And Taisvis has a different teretz over here. What's Taisvis teretz over here?
Dafke besilke shayich trine.
Dafke besilke. By other things, bachlal, it isn't shayich trine. Now, what is the chilek between silke and other yerokets? So the Tosfos HaRosh says, silke darko bekach. The derech is to cut silke into small pieces, not other yerokets. So, dachsach meir pshat is, that silke, the cutting it up in small pieces, was mashbiach the machel. We had a gemara in Baruches that fakert, cutting it in small pieces, is mamtik the machel. So memele davke silke, davke besilke shayich tchine. That means the all malachas have to be, you have to create something, you have to accomplish something. Samazay before was one piece and now it's 200 pieces, that's nothing. You need a malachas machsheves, you have to be mashbich the machel. So it could be the silke was not edible. The Ritva says that way. She'ein ein nechel k'moy shehu chai. Chopping it up, mincing it up in small pieces makes it edible. So either it makes it mamish edible, or it is mashbiach the machel. So then you're chayiv alts teichen. So that's what Tosfos wants to say. Tosfos wants to fa'emfer the kasha knivis yerek is muta yem kippur, and here we say you're chayiv achatos. So Tosfos over there says it matters the size, how small you minced it up. And here Tosfos says it matters which yerek it is. That silke is by silke is darko bekach, because there the tchine is mashbiach the machel. The cutting it up in small pieces is mashbiach the machel, or makes it roi lachile. So then you're chayit. But stamazay a yerek, if it doesn't improve the taste of the machel, maybe even though it makes it more convenient to eat the machel if it's in small pieces, that will not fall into the category of teichen. And the Rosh over here is chaylik on Rashi. He says he has a gone under pshat in the Gemara. He says a machel that's roi lachila, the Torah never gave episodes of halachas, how big you have to eat if you have to cut it in small pieces. Is chaylik on Rashi in Gans. He has gone under pshat in the Gemara. Hai man the solis silte is also chayiv mishum teich. Now what is solis silte? Zogt Rashi, eitzim dakim lahavir eish. Again, you're taking a big log and cutting it up into small pieces, to fine pieces, so b'meila that the fire catches onto it. So weiter, he's also chayiv mishum teich. Omar Rav Ashi ikoped amishchoso chayiv mishum mechatech. Veikoped amishchoso, if he's makbed, they should have a certain measurement. Lechaitchon b'mido, it should have a certain size. It's not hefkirdik, not some of the small pieces. It has to have a standard size. Yischayiv alz mechatech, ha'oir mekatzetzoi b'mide. So that was one of the malachas of the Mishkan, that the oil was cut to a certain size. V'halosh v'ha'ife. The Mishnah says, after Lisha, we come to Afiyah. Omar Rav Pope, Shovik Tana Didon Bishol Samamonim Bahava B'Mishkan. The Tana doesn't speak about Bishol, which existed in the Mishkan. V'nokat oife, and he speaks about oife. And for the Gemara, Tane, Didon, Sidure, the past Noka. Since he started speaking about the Molochis, which one does before he comes to baking a pass, so when it came to the time of Bishul, so since he was Magdim, the Molochis, which won the Mishkin, in which are Oymed to be used when one makes pass, so Mamele ended up with Afiyah. Zogt Rashi,
V'nokat oifed loy shayich b'mlechas ha-mishkin klal. There wasn't any afi in the mlechas ha-mishkin. So the Gemara answers, Sidur of the Pas, shehishchel boy nokat. So he chapped on, he started with Sidur of the Pas, and he went on the Seder. V'oife b'mokim bishul. And he mentions oife b'mokim bishul. The samamonim, b'mokim bishul samamonimu. So who bishul the Pas? This is the way you cook Pas. It's together a bishul is that making something royal achila through heat. So memele, the bishul of Pas is a feed. Omar Rav Ache bar Rav Evye. Hai man de shode sichse la asune. A person takes a wet piece of wood and he throws it into an oven. Chayev mishum mevashel. So he's chayev alts mevashel. Frech de gemore pshite. Versteht sich? So the gemore says, mal de teime le shure moniko mechamen. I would think he wants to make it hard. So memela, since he wants to make it hard, it does not fall into the category of mevashel. Rashi shita is, bishul is only when you soften up something through heat. That the slag, even though you'll take it out from the oven, it'll be very hard, but in the beginning it became first soft through the heat, and then eventually it becomes hard. Let us see Rashi. L'shru, d'shad d'sichse, shehish lich yesed lach letano cham, l'yavshoi, sheyiskashi, wants it to get dry and hard. So the Gemara says it's pshitas. I would think lishrurei lechazik. He wants to make it strong and hard. Ve'ein kan bishul. There's no bishul. Bishul is the process that softens it up. So the Gemara says, no, he also gets off. The ma'pi rofi al yidei chayim ha'oil. First it softens up and the pores of the wood open up. Ve'mayim shebisoy chayoytzim. And the water, after it softens up, so the water leaves it. It dries up in miskashe, v'chirofi bereisha, ave bishula. So it comes out that there are two processes involved in hardening it. First it gets soft, the pores open up, and the water gets dried up, and that is the process of bishul. And later it gets hot. Zaktaisvi. Mao de taimel shrure moniko mechaven. Hachi perusha. Since he wants to make it hard. Ve ein boi bishul klal. So there's no bishul. Bishul is not a hardening process. Bishul is a softening process. Kamash malant in the hei de le shrure moniko mechaven. That's true. He wants to make it hard. Obo bishul miya yesh boi. But in this hardening process, there are two steps. The milferofi, first, if you want it to get hard, so first you have to soften it, but napshad is that he doesn't want to make it hard. He wants to make it hard. But in order to make it hard, it is important first to cook it. So mamela, so if he wants to make it hard, that means he wants to cook it, then it should get hard. So he's chayav al samavash. Aval ein leforish kamash malon deloyim rina lishurimon nikam mechavet. Don't learn pshat in the Gemara. I don't think he wants to make it hard. And kamash malon he wants to make it soft, not hard. That's not true. The beperik ein mamidin. The Gemara Nevei Bezorah says as follows. Amrinon gabehai nochi. There was a guy. The shode sichsa la asune. He threw in a sichsa, a big chunk of wood. La asune. Ikova bo Yisrael kara meikore. Now the yeet had a kare, he had a type of a squash, and he wanted it to get cooked. So somehow he didn't have an oven. So it seems the sichsa was hollow in a certain place, so he stuck in this kare in the sichsa. And he thought, the guy is throwing in the sichse, he'll get his sichse, will become hard, in the meantime, I'll be able to get my kare cooked. So it says as follows, Ikova bo Yisrael kare meikore, he went and hid a kare in the sichse, shapir domi. So it's good, he's allowed to eat it. Uporich like the Gemara Pshita. What's the Shaila? So the Gemara says, Mashani Mao, the table of Shulei Monikom Echaven.
I would think that the guy wants to cook his sikhsa. So if he want, if the purpose of throwing it into the oven is to cook the sikhsa, and lemaisa, so he threw it at l'shem bishul, and lemaisa the kari got cooked, so that will fall into the category of bishulakum. Bishulakum means that a guy cooked your machel with an intention of cooking, and even though he didn't know that your machel was there. But since the purpose of his pu'ula was to cook, and your machel got cooked through his pu'ula, that's bishulakum. Kamash malon v'shulei monika machav. He doesn't have a kavone behedya to cook. That is only a first step, a hachone, to hardening the mona, to hardening the sikhse. And you said he wants to harden the sikhse. So Be'emison, the Gemara is telling us, akula and hilchas bishulakum. That even though Lagabi Melech Shabbos, even though a person wants to harden the wood, so by Melech Shabbos he wants to harden the wood, but he can't harden the wood without cooking it. So kochel is a rotzen first to cook and then thus. But since so for the chiyuv of Shabbos, that's enough. A person is chayiv because that's called, it's a psikreishin, it's a melech atzricha legufe, because he has to cook it first in order to it should get hard later. But since his main intent is hardening, so legabi the issa of bishalakum, which is only other rabbonon, so there chazal were mekel. Chazal said, since the iker intent is hardening, not bishal, so memele, so the carol not become upcastel towards bishalakum. Bashenkin over here, but legabi melech Shabbos, lemaisa here, since in order for it to get hard, it has to be cooked first, so it's considered lalochi was machaven to be mabashal nischai. So the Gemara Vayit. Omar Rabbe Baravune, Hai man da altach kufre, a person who heats up tar, pitch, chayev mishum mabashal, ischayev alts mabashal. Pshite, frek the Gemara, poshit, we learned mevashel is lav dafke by macholah. We just learned mevashel is by wood also. So memela, so if a person heated up kufre, so memela is also chayvatz mevashel. So the Gemara says, ma'u detaymek even dohoda ve'ikushe, since lemaise, it will get hard again. Ey maloi. So the Gemara seems to say, so I would think this is like you need a melacha shel kayoma, just like by a kesha. You need a kesha shel kayoma. If you're making something which lemaisa is not a davar kayim, so lemaisa it's your potter by melachas kosher tzicha like that. So memela, I would think since the bishul of kufre is only a temporary bishul. That means, kozman it's had, you accomplish something. But then later, it falls back to the way it was before. Kiven dahadavikushi ay maloi, so I didn't accomplish anything, so it's not considered a maloche. Kamash malon, afalpikin, it is considered a maloche. Even though later it will become bottle the pool. L'chayre here you'll say, yesh bishul acha bishul mistamen. If the Gleital says a chiddish that by water, the Gleital says a gewaldike chiddish that there's a difference, zum Beispiel by machel, we say, ein bishul acha bishul. What is the lomdus of ein bishul acha bishul? If you cooked a piece of chicken, so it's not raw, it's cooked. It's cold, so it's cold, but it's cooked. So it means the bishul accomplished something that it became from a raw machel, it became cooked. So the meila, so you'll cook it again, you're not cooking it again. The cooking by food is making it from raw to cooked, it's cooked already. You can't cook it again, it's completely cooked. Masha ain't came by water, the Egleital says, Amir de Kechidish. What's that you cooked water?
What is the difference between cooked water and uncooked water? So here the Eglei Tal says the only shvach, the only hashboche that cooking water does is it's hap. It's chamim. That's the only thing. She says the minute it gets cold, so your whole pulas habishel goes down the drain. It's bottle of a bottle. You'll warm it up again. You'll zicha be chayiv. You'll zicha be yadin by water. He says everyone hold yesh bishel acha bishel. Because when water, the pulas habishel became bottled kashehun itstanen. As soon as it cools off, so the whole accomplishment, what the bishel accomplished, dies down, becomes bottled. Achol pikei nesis of a person is mevashel mayim yechayim. So that's lechayre, this the same chiddush over here, that even though the whole accomplishment of the bishel of the kufre becomes bottled, aber it's not like kasha they need a kasha shel kayome. That means the melacha b'shaite was accomplished something, even though later it cools off. But that is not megareya the tzuras hamelacha. Omar Rove. What does he Rashi? The outer kufre shehitich zefes. He melted pitch. The hoder akushi, chayzer and miskash is going to get hard again. Omar Rove. Haiman the Ovid chavite. If a person will make a barrel, chayev mishum sheva chatois. So the process from aleph to tof to make a barrel involves seven melachos, so you have seven chatois. Tanure, if you want to make chayev achas esrei chatois, so then the melachos involved, there are 11 melachos involved. So, he'll be chayev 11 chatois. V'chayte lepumei, and if he'll sew around the edge of the kaveres, chayev sholesh esrei chatois. Then he's chayev sholesh esrei chatois. Zot Rashi. Chavisa shel cheres. This is a barrel of cheres. Sheva chatois. What are the seven chatois? Teichen or a govin. You take first mounds of earth and you grind them. V'sheich ken hodek. You make them very thin. Havi teichen. That's melacha number one. U'boire atzreires hagasis mi teichen. Melacha number two. You take out the stones. Areshtayim. And then umarkidom benofe, then you go and you sieve it. The stomach of the earth, gufa has to be a pretty fine earth in order to make a chavis out of it. Umigabo samamel, that's harkode, that's number three. Migabo latit, dahainu losh, and then you go and mix you mix it with water, so you make mud. So the tlisha memareya chatit, you smooth it out. Ksheisa hagoylam sheicholok, it should be smooth. When you make the form of the chavis, you smooth it out. Arei memachet umavir esoil, and then you have to go and kindle a fire, light a fire. The kibshon, that's mavir. It's alfi besoil, then you put it in. You cook it, you bake it. Arei mevashel. So these are the seven chatois. Chiyuvah d'choyif aleke. How did you get the earth? You dug it out. Dein etzorch elo la'afcho. Either it's a melacha shein tzrich legufe, or if it's according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a mekalkul. So mele you're not chayim al tzbeino al tzchoyrish. So mele, because dein etzorch elo la'afcho. Tanu. What if he made a tanu? So the tanu has all these seven steps for it to become a tanu. But by a tano, there's a bonus. Chayiv shmeine. He's chayiv another chatos. What does he do? The la'achesh etzolfay bekivshon. After you put in this tano into the kivshon in order to, that the it should get hard, hu toch olof tfeila. He insulates it. He shmirz ashmirachs over it sheyehei ov. That it should be thick. And the heat inside should remain there. So what malach is this? This is the gemar malach. This is the last step that is done to ensure the completion of the keli. V'mdina lekamam, kol midi d'ahav gemar malach, chayim v'shemakeh bepatish. Ha gemar malach is chayim v'shemakeh bepatish. Aval gabi chavis, lekem ishamaki bepatish. The meile nigmara malachte betano. He says that there's no new thing you have to do to complete the keli. When it gets baked, so that's enough. So there's no pula neisofe on the keli. So meile, so you're not chayiv al tzmaki bepatish. So therefore, by a chavis shechayiv seven chatois, by a Tano Yechayev Eid Chatois. Chalso Kaveresh Shel Kanem. Chayev Yud Aleph. So one is Chayev 11 Chatois. And what are the 11 Chatois? Zoymera Kanem. Number one, you have to cut down the Kanem. V'utzorich Lahem. And he needs it. Chayev Mishum Koitzer. Umishum neiteya is chayiv alts neiteya also. That means mistame yez ano that zaymer b'tzorach leitzim. So he needs the eitzim. She's chayiv alts kaitzer. But he has ano mistame the vineyard will grow better since he was zaymer. So umishum neiteya. Daylam will remember umedayik when we learned the Rashi in Dafayim Gimel Amid Beis. Zayma lahatzmiach hagefen. There Rashi says it seems only chayav al zayma if the kavana was to make it grow. That's how the Sfasemis is medayik from Rashi. Others are medayik like that from Rashi. Here Rashi vayistoyis it's automatic. If it's his gefen, so mistamo automatically is chayav al tzneiteya. L'chay it's a ha'olah. V'utzorachem chayim mishum kaitse, umishum neiteya. See, so the second malach is alt neiteya. So now we have a whole property full of a whole bunch of kanim of branches that he cut off. Osvom yachat, now he gathers them together. Areze ma'ama. So now he's chayim alt ma'ama. Birer yofes. He is boirer, the good ones. Areze boirer. Now this Rashi is also very interesting. Birer Yofois, so Rashi says, he took out the good ones, and he's chayiv als boira. L'chayre boira should be, he takes out the bad ones. Pseilis mitoich oichol, not oichol mitoich pseilis. So Tuv Yehama wanted to tell me, he wanted to say that the whole heter of oichol mitoich pseilis is when I take out the oichol to use the oichol. That means as follows. For example, by food, I have oichel and psoilus. I take out the oichel to eat it. So that's called derech shimush. That's how you eat. That's not called derech brei. Oichel and psoilus. By kelim, let's say I have mixed up different shirts. I'll take out one shirt, which is also din breire be kelim according to other poiskim. I take out the shirt I want to wear. I'm also using it. So that's also called, I'm taking out the shirt to use. But when one is boire kanim, he's doing something with it. He's making a kaveres with it. But that's not called, he's physically being mishtamish. It's not doime to achila or levisha or shimush. That means he's not using it. He's making something with it. So then, Rashi holds that there's no heta of oichol mitoich pseilus over there. So Memele, he's separating the good from the bad, and he wants to do something with the good. There's no heta of oichol mitoich pseilus. Al kapodim, we see from Rashi, birer yofes, Rashi says that falls into the category of boira, hareize boira. So, yeah, hareize hichliko. Now he goes and smooths them all. Hareize memachek. Osan dakois. Now he cuts them in thin pieces. May achashtayim oisholish. Seems the more flexible that way. Areze teichen. So that's teichen. Chotchon bemide. Now he measures mistame that each one's have a certain length. Hareze mechatech. This is mechatech. Hisir ashesi. Now he put out the chassis. Hareze Mesach. This is Mesach. Orag, achas lemalo, va'achas lemato, kidei lahamidoi. We'll explain this soon. Hare oise shtei botei nirin. So he's making now shtei botei nirin. Orag, areize oireg. And now he's oireg, so now he's oiver, and meleches oireg. Again, let us see the Rashi. Hisich HaShesi. He laid out the Chuti HaShesi, and in the case of a Kaveres, let us assume that these were Chutim going horizontally, Kanim going horizontally, and Kanim going vertically, the vertical ones over the horizontal ones. And there was no attachment whatsoever. But Harei Zem Mesech. So that is Meleches HaMesech. This is Meleches Mesech of being Misander the Chuti Ashes. Orag Achas Lemalo V'Achas Lemato. Now he took two Chutei Orev and he twined around, he made a square around the Chutei Ashesi. So achas lamayla v'achas lamata, so it comes out with these two chutim that he twined around each chuti ashesi, kidei lahamidoi, to make it secure, arei oise shtei botei nirin. So he was chayiv als oise shtei botei nirin, which that is the pe'ula of securing the chuti ashesi. Orag, now after he had a base, then he lifted up on all four sides, now he had secure Chutei Ashesi standing up. Now he went and wove these Chutei Ashesi, Hareize Oireg. So this is Meleches Oireg. Chotach, now he trimmed it, La'acharil Gosa, after it was woven, Kedei La'ashvoisam, to make it even, areize make bepatish kenamrina lekamon. Hayman the shokel agufe miglime. If a person went and took out, there was things in the woven material, which came in the weaving process. Either they were knots that were made, or the foreign materials that came in the weaving process. So after the weaving, one took out all these psoilas from the glime, from the material. So chay mishemake bepatish. This is meleches make bepatish harei yudalef. V'chayte lepuma. If afterwards he decided to make a rim, to sew around a rim around the mouth of the kaveres, lasis lo sofe, hoisiv kan teifel bekoisha. So there's tfira and there's kshira shetzach liksha la'achar ha-tfira. He has to make a kesha at the end of the tfira in order to ensure that the tfira should not open up. So these are the 13 malachas. So Rashi asks a pertinent question. What about boine? I built something. I built a kaveres. So Rashi says, Umishim boine leka lechiyubei, loy bechavis, v'loy betano, v'loy bekaveres, de'ein binyin bekeila. There's no such musig of binyin bekeila. That is Shitas Rashi. Mavshit leka lemeima bekonim. Now Rashi says, why isn't there meleches mavshit by the konim? De'ein hafshot ala boyim. Yesh mefarshim, others say, Shekoideach nikovim be'eit she'toichem bo'irosh kanim shel shesi. It seems there is a eight, could be on top, that they put a hole in this eight, and they stick in the rosh kanim shel shesi. Mechayiv leim mishum toichem, so when you dig out this hole, so you make sawdust, so you chayiv al toichem. V'loi ne'irali, tahi tchinem aloche shen tzrich legufi. So memele, so you wouldn't be chayiv. But ibli leforish ois oisam daka isvav kemanda solisilti. Therefore, Rashi says if you have a problem of chatois, that's why I said that it was cut in smaller pieces. So you chayiv al tzteichen in that nekude. taking a thicker piece of wood and he's cutting it in 2-3 pieces. Zogt Tosfos. Chavite v'tanure v'chalsa. Peirush Rashi. The Mishum boina loimachai. Zayim binyim bekeilem. Ve'ein nire. The davke, Tosfos, there's no such thing. The davke b'magzer mito menoire shel chulyes. A mito that was once put together. Is the part, it was taken apart, you're putting it again together, or I'm in Neire Shalchul Yisam Rin De Binyan Bekeil, that's called Binyan Bekeil, because it was put together already once, and now you're just putting again the part together, that's not called a new Binyan. Avok Sh'oysel Legamri Kol HaKeili, he made from he put together HaKeili, he made Yesh Ma'ayim, Mechayiv Mishum Boine, so then he's Chayvals Boine. Tamrinem bereisha boine, hay man da ayel shufse bekafine de morech, hay mishem boine. A person will put the handle of a shovel into the shovel where the handle fits in, and will tighten it there, so it's kaivos boine, just made a shovel. Hay mishem boine, so you see, to put together a keili, you kaivos boine. Bitzorch iyun de loy likshi miminapeyach bekli schuches de seif pirke. So Taisus has a problem though. The Gemara says that those who made glass, if they blow into the melted material that makes glass, and they blow into it, the chayvalz make bepatish. They're not chayvalz boine. So why aren't they chayvalz boine? So Taisus buys by a tzorch iyun. The Gam Horovitz wants to say, that could be there's a chilek. Boine, melechas boine is I put two things together. That means we have, let's say in our case it's boine, you're making a kaveres, you're making a chavis, you're building, you're taking parts, you're taking material, and you're putting it together, that's melechas boine. He says, but this case of menafeich beklis chuches, that means like this, the material is here already. What are you adding? You're adding cholol, you're adding air. He says that is not boine. That could be makeh bepatish, but that is not boine. That's why the Gemara only mentioned makeh bepatish. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oma rabbe bar bachone, oma rabbi yechene. If a person will spin woolen fibers, shall gabi behema b'shabbes, that means he's making from the woolen fibers, he's making thread, chayev shalish chatois, is chayev tri chatois, achas mishum goizes, for achas mishum menapets, goizes means lochayre, the woolen fibers, when they become threads, eventually they get torn off the behemoth, so the male is goizes. Vachis mishum menapeitz, in order for him to spin threads, he has to separate the locks of wool. So the male, so it's menapeitz. Vachas mishum taim, and he's spinning. So it means we said here at Kuntz, usually you share the wool off the animal and then you do these processes. So with the sharing is geizes and then you separate yourself as menapet. Here you're doing everything on the behemah, but you still have all these three chatos. Rav Kahana Omar, ein derech gzize bekach, ein derech menapets bekach, ein derech tovi bekach. So the Gemara and the Hamina learn pshat, that's how the Chodesh Aviv says, the Gemara learned that it doesn't have a shame geizes. That's not called geizes, not called teive. So the Gemara says, v'loi, v'asanyi mishmeid rab nechem yeshotov be'izim v'tovu be'izim, that the noshim, they were teive, they spun threads, while they were on the izim. Alma tviya gabi behemish ma tviya, it is called tviya. So the Gemara answers, Chochma Yisere Shani. Zot Rashi. Shato Bizen Vitovo Bizen. Krokodorish. Tovu es ha Izen. Vigufon shall Izen Mashme. That they were Tove, even though it was on the Guf shall Izen. So the The Gemara says, Chochma Yisera, Kedrsi, B'cholisha, Chochma Slate. Aval a Hedyet ain't Dalkei Bekach, a Hedyet can't do it, Bahavi Kela Achaya. So that's the shackle of a tie in the Gemara. The Gemara in the Havamin held that he said, Ein Derech Tviyah Bekach doesn't have a Shem Tviyah. So he says, the Pasuk calls it Tviyah. So he says, no, not it doesn't have a Shem Tviyah. It means that even though there are Noshim B'chochma Yisera can accomplish such a feat of being Toive Chutim, even though it's Al-Gabi Abaheime, of a normal person can't do it, Fahavi Kalas, so it's not called Derech Tviyah. It's not called Derech Tviyah, even though there are a minute few who are able to do this. Chochma Yisera, Shani, Sateses Vaisam Aisam, Botla Daitam Eitzel Kolodim, Kedemrinim Amatni Gabi Anshei Hutzel. Anshei Hutzel were able to carry with their heads. Either they were flat-headed or they were able to balance things very well. But Al Kapon the Gemara says that doesn't make it Derech Haitzo. That means even they have a minute few who can do Melachis through different Eifanim, the Chiyav is Derech, that does not make it the Derech HaMelacha. Ashtikol Ha'ore, I hear on this Gemara, the Teferis Yainesen says, the Meirdike Teferis Yainesen, the Pasuk says, the Noshim, that Ashenosa Libo Noisona, they went and they spun the threads Al Gabi Ha'izit. The Pasuk relates the Kuntz, what the Noshim did. So the Teferis Yainesen says, why did they have to make Kuntz in the Pasuk? Elaborates what they did. So he says, we have to understand that the Maisa was as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu came with an appeal. This was the first appeal in history, Mistame, to build a Mishkan. Now build a Mishkan, everyone realized it was a privilege to contribute. No, there were Noshim that were Tmeyites, and they also wanted to contribute. So there was a Meredike dilemma. This appeal was very successful. In a few days, they were finished already. One was not able to contribute anymore. So they thought, what are they going to do? They're Tmeyites, and they want to contribute to the Mishkan. So Memela, there was these Noshim Chachomis, Noshim Liba Isona. The Taich of Nosa Liba Naisana means they hold where there's a will, there's a way. There's no such thing as impossible. So they figured out a way how to spin the threads while it's mechuba to the behemoth, so it's not mekabel tumah. That was the kunt. That's how the Teferis Yainesen says pshat and chumish. So it seems from him, that they were toive the izim and it was still mechuba. Now, our Gemara, it seems there's a gezes. Our Gemara says that samish al gabi beime b'shabes chayiv sholosh chatoi zechesh shem gezes zechesh menafet zechesh shem toive. So vayis tachoyis that in order to do such a thing, it makes a lot of sense because these are short fibers of wool. So a kochach eventually has to be cut off from the behemoth. So l'chayre, if it became taller, so I don't understand what these women accomplished, so then it could be mekabel tumah ready. Unless the teferish, the argamor means such a kunst no one knows how to do. That in order to be taiva without making ziza. They were able to be taiva without making ziza also. That was their kunst. Now the Gemara said over here, if you're making a tviya me'al gabi beim, it doesn't have a shame tviya, not derech tviya, that's the pupil of our Gemara. But could be they were able to make tviya, that after the tviya it still was mechuba to the behemoth, so metal that was gora greisekunst.